Welcome to Short Time. It is Short Time with Vin and Dave. An hour in the books to my morning, and Dave just came in through the door to get you going on a Sunday. Dave, good to have you in this morning. It's a lot of fun in this new format.
You loved it. You killed it the first hour. I love the content. You know. First of all, I think it's so important. The sports in this area and different things that you want to do with the show, I'm excited.
Right?
And let's put it out there. You're very knowledgeable.
You're
an easy listen, if that makes sense. Easy person to listen to.
You know, hey, sports is a big thing around Ocean and Monmouth counties. Certainly high school sports that we love to cover and love to watch. And, you know, so many great athletes that have come out of the Jersey Shore. One of them, is currently the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Kenny Pickett. But
yes,
we've had a lot of great other athletes that have come from Ocean and Monmouth counties over the years that have gone on to the pros in baseball and football and soccer and everything else. Sports, big thing around Ocean and Monmouth counties. And certainly, as a result of good high school sports and then college athletics, including at Monmouth University, and then, of course, Rutgers out in New Brunswick, so there's some great college sports in New Jersey. And then, we all love our pro sports teams, too.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
and we've had a lot of
big sports community around the shore.
Like you said, a lot of great athletes from this area have gone on to have great careers on the professional level. So, no, I'm excited. It was so good to listen to you. You and I have done many interviews with different sports players as local, girls teams, boys teams, high school level. There's so much interest in here and passion, and to have you dedicating that time the first hour, it was just, I enjoyed it.
It's a lot of fun.
And I'm sure everybody else did
as
well.
Absolutely. And we'll have, certainly we'll have ways that you can follow along on our app. While you could actually listen to the show live on the app. So some people may be doing that now. They may have downloaded the 94.3 The Point app and they're like, I want to listen to some Vin and Dave this morning.
There it is.
And then we'll have you covered as well for ways you can listen on demand afterwards for anybody who wants to listen back. Say, hey, that was a good sports talk show. And then you can say, that was a great show that Vin and Dave did this morning. I want to listen again. And you know what? I want to play for my friends. I want to play for my coworkers this week.
Have a party. We
got you covered. So you got those two shows to listen back to. Plus,
sure,
Dave's Financial Wake Up Call podcast.
Exciting, yes.
Heading to On Demand near you tomorrow morning. So once you get up and going, you can listen to Dave's Financial Wake Up Call.
Well, this is, first of all, thank you for bringing that up. I'm so excited. And what we're going to do every Monday morning will be a brand new podcast put out there, and it'll be different topics. And like any of my financial wake-up calls, it's never going to be a pounding in the desk. You must do this. You must do that.
That's fun.
Well, no, that's not how it works. It's all about things that make you go, you know what I mean? That aha moment.
That light bulb moment.
The light bulb. And that's what I'm looking for because, let's be honest, there's so much information out there with investing, handling your finances, estate planning, whatever. And I find a lot of people that I work with, it's just overload. It's too much.
Sure, can
so be. What we're going to do each week is take on a topic. So the first podcast, I'm going to lay out exactly what we're trying to accomplish. And there's so many different areas of finance. And the funny thing, there's so many ways that there can be overlap, different advisors that you're dealing with that aren't up to what you're doing. And I'll give you an example. You may have a situation where you're changing your investments, but there may be tax consequences that you should have brought up to your CPA. But people kind of put everything in its own little thing, like, you know, investments here, your estate planning here, and your taxes are here. Those are your three main advisors that should be fully aware of what you're up to and what you're doing. And I really want to bring that into the educational piece as we discuss it going forward. And you'll see where I'm going with this. But again, it's fun. It's something I enjoy. And each week we will tackle a particular topic.
And listen, new year, so new goals, right? Resolutions and everybody looking to do some things this year. So now's the time, you know, beginning of the year, start planning out how you want to spend your year. You know, donations, finances, maybe vacations you want to go on this year, trips you want to take. How you doing resolution-wise so far in the new year?
I know, here we are.
I actually had a friend who posted something funny.
Did we see a lot of people at the gym? I'm sure that's going to happen the first month, of course.
Everyone's like, oh, yeah. And then
By
when
February,
I went constantly to like a gym before I started working, I guess, privately, so to speak, with a personal trainer. When I was at a gym, you know, a few years back, it would be like that first couple weeks of January, you'd go to the gym.
Oh, yeah.
And every machine or or whatever would be taken. Like,
oh, yeah.
Everybody would be there at the same time. Like, you mm-hmm. feel like you got to wait like 10, 20 minutes. So like,
right.
You done? Or can I work in here, mm-hmm. you know, get some reps in? It's like, and then all of a sudden, by the middle of February, everybody, there's a lot of people that just kind of give up for the year on their financial goals and like, ah, that's done. And then all of a sudden things clear up.
Well,
don't give up, people.
You and I were talking about this last year for people that want to get into a routine and they don't have, say, a trainer, but they have the gym time or they've signed up for the gym.
Right.
Get a buddy. Get a friend.
Yeah.
Even if you don't
push each other.
Even if you don't belong to a gym, maybe you start off with going on walks and then maybe jog or whatever.
Build your way
play
up.
Basketball.
Yeah.
Play something. You know, break a sweat. It doesn't have to be the gym. It could be other activities. But if you have somebody that holds you accountable, there you go. You're on your way.
All of a sudden, when you kind of feel tired and fatigued, or you're like,
there's plenty of days that happens.
I can't do it anymore. I'm too sore. You'll have that somebody by your side. You're like, hey, you could do it. Just finish.
Right.
Couple more reps. You got this.
Exactly.
I saw a friend of mine posted on Facebook something like their resolution. Like, oh, hey, resolution. My resolution was to write 2023 on whatever checks or something like that instead of 2022. And they said they already failed one day into the year.
It's so funny.
I feel like it happens every year.
Yep.
Not just checks or whatever, but, you know, writing out notes or,
yeah,
you know,
signing
planning
something
on your year,
and you have
like,
to put the date. Yeah,
all of
you're
a sudden,
right.
Like, okay, here's what's going on. Oh, no, wait.
Right.
No, it's not 2022 or 21 and so on and so forth. This is a new year. It's
correct.
I feel like it takes sometimes.
A month.
I've been so far so good for me. But I feel like there have been some years where I get into it, and then all of a sudden, a few days in or a week or two, I'm like, nope.
Right.
No, that's not the year
right.
anymore. We're in
right.
a new year here.
Right.
Gotta kind of get used to that, running
no,
a different
right.
number at the end.
Like you said, checks or let you're signing something that requires that date. It does happen. And the hardest thing with my business is, you know, you're bringing somebody in, they have to sign something. I have to be like, okay, you just – got to make sure that they do the 2023.
Right.
And I have to do it myself,
yeah.
of course, for whatever I have to sign. But yeah, it does take, I find, at least a few weeks of different things that you need to do or checks or whatever until you get into the flow.
I think it just gets so, you know, exciting and busy, you know, around Christmas and New Year's and everything like that. Like, you kind of get all locked in and soaked into the fun and joy and stuff like that, or the holidays or baking and visits and stuff like that. All of a sudden, New Year's passes and you get to cleaning up all the decorations inside and outside like we did in my house last weekend. And then all of a sudden, you look around the yard like, okay, empty. Inside the
right.
house looks back to the way it was
sure.
pre-Christmas and everything. You're like, okay, this is a new year. This is January. What are we supposed to do now? Like, okay,
right.
Okay, I got to start doing this. I got to put together a list of this. Here's where we want to go on vacation. Here's some things I want to accomplish this year. And you realize, like, by the middle of the month, like, this is January. This is a new year.
Right.
Here's what I want to do. But I feel like the beginning of January is almost like that transition. I feel like it takes people a couple weeks to transition to like, okay, this is a new year. Christmas is over. Now it's just typically, unlike the way it started this month where it was like 50, 60 degrees
right,
to begin the new year,
sure.
Typically pretty cold. And people are like, okay, well, what? Automatically looking for snow. It's like looking for that,
right.
the next thing. Christmas is over. The holidays are over. New Year's is over. You're like, okay, what is going on in January
yeah,
for me to look forward to? And some people like looking forward to some snow. It certainly helps out certain businesses like plow drivers
oh,
and
yeah.
stuff like that. And you have, you know, we're exciting kids all across the Jersey Shore right now who are pushing for a snow day or two. of course, there's a lot of stores or whatever that are already pushing Valentine's Day.
Right. Well, you know,
it's like, what do you do in January?
Well, the hard thing about January, think of it this way. The last few weeks has been holiday parties, family gatherings, different things that are going that you do. And it's an exciting time.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe people took some time off of work and, you know, just enjoying the end of the year and everything
right.
that goes on. And then it's that, oh, now it's January. It's that regroup. It's that, okay, I have to, you know, take down the decorations.
Right.
I have to make these adjustments. And for a lot of people, it can be that difficult time to, okay, let's get into the new year. So what I tell a lot of people is when we enter the new year, take a deep breath, be grateful. Hey, you had just this year that you did all these things and you saw your family and you enjoyed the holidays. And now it's like, okay, start to look at different things to set up, like you said, different plans, you know, set yourself up to really make this a great year. But don't get too stressed. Some people get like, oh, I got to do this. Just take a deep breath and gradually attack
One thing at a time.
Yes. A little bit of something beats a whole lot of nothing.
I like that. There we go. Write that down, everybody. I like that. That's a good piece of advice to get people going here. Speaking of which, we do have a couple events that we can cover here. I'll give you a little community calendar time. Oh, and by the way, I guess it sort of correlates here. If you're getting ready your Christmas tree or still have it, not sure what to do, thinking about putting it on the curb, there are several places you can do that. I wrote up an article beginning of the week. You can find it on our 94.3 The Point app of all the different locations in Ocean County where you could drop off your Christmas tree. So what they do, basically, a lot of different parks and stuff like that, you can bring it to the Ocean County Recycling Centers in Lakewood and Manahawkin. You go there, you drop off your tree, and what they do, Dave, is some trees, they'll just kind of cut it up, turn it into wood chips, offer the wood chips to residents who want to use wood chips for, you know, like fires and fire pits and stuff like that. But some of the other trees that they recycle for beach replenishment projects kind of help with putting up like the sand dunes and stuff like that. So almost like build up a wall along the back end of the beaches, pile up some Christmas trees. Island Beach State Park has done it where people could drive in, drop off your tree, and then they recycle it. So instead of throwing it out, there's ways to recycle your Christmas tree
so that
it can be reused in Ocean County. That is going on through January 31st. So check out 94.3 The Point app. You can go to the article I wrote up earlier this week for that. A couple events coming up. One, in a little less than an hour, Flapjack Fundraiser, Dave. The Ammonon Winter Guard holds a Flapjack Fundraiser at Applebee's at the Ocean County Mall in Toms River. That starts at 8 a.m. this morning and goes until 10 a.m. So right after your, you know, as you're getting your day started here listening to us on Short Time of Vin and Dave, you know, get the coats on and get ready to go. Go get some flapjacks after the show. That runs till 10 a.m. It's to raise funds for their trip to Dayton, Ohio to compete in the Winter Guard International World Championships that are coming up in April. You can call 201-452-6749 for information, or you can head right over to Applebee's at the Ocean County Mall. And,
very nice.
From 8 to 10 this morning to have some flapjacks.
To enjoy. I love that.
Absolutely. Great way to get your day started.
Here's a question. What is the difference between a flapjack and a pancake?
I think it's just...
I have no idea what the answer is. If there is
a difference.
I think it's
like a bigger, thinner version of a pancake.
Is that right?
I think it's somewhat similar. I think flapjacks are typically like bigger.
That makes sense. I'll go with that.
It makes me think of Groundhog Day. Like one of those revisions when Bill Murray's character Phil is kind of reliving that. Like who can go for some flapjacks right now? Too early for flapjacks?
Yeah, exactly.
Wednesday, January 18th, Contact of Ocean and Monmouth Counties training. Training being done for Contact of Ocean and Monmouth Counties begins at St. Luke's Roman Catholic Church, 1674 Old Freehold Road in Toms River, starting up at 6:30 p.m. That runs every Wednesday for 12 weeks. Contact a 24-hour crisis intervention hotline that also provides information and referrals to community resources. You can call 732-240-6104 for additional information. And finally, Dave, today, Sunday, January 15th, the Fisherman's Flea Market. The Lacey Township High School Fishing Club hosting their 13th annual Fisherman's Flea Market at the school on Haines Street in the Lenoka Harbor section of Lacey from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. You can go to their Facebook page for more.
Love it.
And as we're trying to plan out our year and answering the question, what do we do during the month of January?
Plenty to do.
A couple things. And you know what? We want to hear from you. What are some things going on in Ocean and Monmouth County that you know about, that you're running? Or maybe some things that you're doing with the family or the kids. Let us know. ShoreTimeOfTownSquareMedia.com.
Absolutely. And one thing I do want to put out there.
Go for it.
Things to do, especially now here we are in January 2023, make an appointment with your financial advisor. Make that time to go see them and look at where you're at and different things that you need to maybe do or maybe not do. But I always feel it's a good idea to make that call, set up that appointment, and put yourself in position to set the year up right.
There it is. Yeah. It's all about planning and looking for fun things to do. So we got a lot to consider. So what are you doing in January? Think about it. Let us know. We've got our very own Shannon Holly from the Weekday Morning Show with Lou Russo from 94.3 The Point. She'll be coming in next. And so you can get to know a little bit more about Shannon and all the great things she does and the fun personality. She's waiting right outside the door. We made her come here on Sunday morning because we want to talk to her. And this is a conversation you're going to enjoy. Shannon is a great person with a very fun personality. And it's been a pleasure to work with her. And you're going to have a lot of fun getting to know Shannon Holly a little bit more. And that's coming up right after this on Short Time with Vin and Dave.
Hello, this is Chef David Burke on Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. And if you could see us, you'd know the three of us have perfect faces for radio.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management understands that you're more than your money, and they strive to help you realize your best life as they align your finances with your goals. Best of all, Shoreline's straightforward approach will include you in the process. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor, committed to helping you weather life's storms. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is Southside Johnny from the Asbury Jukes, and you are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point, and I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you as we get going on this split show here ahead. Matt Manley from the Shore Sports Network on Shore Sports Talk in the last hour. And this hour, our very special guest is our very own Shannon Holly, who automatically gets a point above Lou Russo. Just a point.
I see where he's going with this.
Shannon's on my side.
Oh, man.
You know, being Yankees fans. And Lou's not here to defend himself, Dave, so you're doing double duty.
So I will be here. Hey, it's okay. Love to have you here as you are this early in the morning. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I thought you were going to say it's because I'm taller than Lou.
That too.
By at least twice.
I mean, you know.
Oh, man.
So another point for Shannon. Sorry, Lou, if you're out there listening, although, you know, I'm sure he'll pay you back tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah.
That's true,
no
right?
No doubt.
He's like, here it is. Here, I was listening.
It's good to be here, though. Thank you
yeah.
for having me.
So we want to spread the wealth, give people an opportunity to get to know the real Shannon Holly of New Jersey.
Oh, well, I am a Jersey girl, born and raised, I can
there
tell you
go.
That. I traveled all over the place for radio.
Sure.
And couldn't wait to get home. It was a 19-year journey. 19 of my 27 years have been, you know, around other places.
And tell us about that journey, please.
I went to Penn State.
Okay.
And when I graduated from Penn State, I went to Southwest Florida and did mornings there for 7 years.
Okay.
And, you know, enjoyed myself. But knew that that wasn't going to be my final stop.
You knew you were going to be coming back at some point.
Yeah. I mean, that was always the goal. It was
okay.
always just to be here forever. Just because I feel like I don't blend anywhere else. This is like where I belong. But everyone told me if you want to get back home, because home happened to be like, you know, like a really good place to be for media, you know,
sure.
New York, New Jersey
oh,
area.
Absolutely.
You got to go everywhere else but home. Unfortunately,
okay.
it's not like we, you know, lived in some tiny small town somewhere, you know, we're a good market. So it kept me away for a while to learn what I was doing and I had to travel. So, yeah, Southwest Florida. And then from there, Atlanta.
Oh,
was
wow,
there
okay.
for doing mornings there for well over 7 years. And then after that, Minneapolis for 7 years.
Minneapolis,
wow,
the home of Prince.
Different
oh,
weather
yeah.
environments,
yes.
too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
going
you know,
from Hotlanta to 20 below zero.
The tundra. And you're not kidding. I
yeah, those
experienced
winters. Wow.
Negative 30 degrees.
Oh.
And did a polar plunge
and
in negative 10.
Did you do a morning show?
I did.
So here you are, those types of temperatures, and then going in the morning, wow.
Dedication. I'm not kidding. I learned the hard way that if you go to work with wet hair, which sometimes we women do, like we're just too busy. We're like, oh, my hair is wet. I'll
right.
let it air dry or whatever. You can't do that in Minneapolis because your hair will break off. If it's wet, it will freeze instantaneously and it can snap off.
That sounds painful.
Okay.
Yeah, learn the hard way there.
I've always wanted to go to Minneapolis. That's why I'm so excited
yeah.
that you're saying this. I'm a big Prince fan. And
oh,
I've
yeah.
always wanted to just go there, check the music scene.
Good sports
out.
City.
Oh, there you go.
Twins,
same,
Vikings.
Right?
You've got to go to First Ave.
First Ave, and that's where they filmed Purple Rain.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's really where he went, and his other bands that were performing there really got their start, I guess you could say.
Yeah, so great. I mean, it really was a fun time being there. But again, I mean, I'm not from the Midwest, so it was a little bit of a misfit at a point. I loved my time there, but I also knew that wasn't home. And you know what? I got a chance to come back here. You know, I was in New York City for a little while on air, and then now just to come here and be in Jersey, it's like, oh, I fit.
And a Marconi Award to boot along the way.
Wow.
Well, it was really funny because along that journey, I collected a few things. That was one of them. But I also collected a husband and a couple kids.
There you go.
You know, had babies in different, you know, states, and then brought it all back home to Jersey.
Very nice.
Oh, once what starts in Jersey finishes in Jersey, or picks up in Jersey.
If you leave, you eventually come back. I'm the same way. I ended up after college going to Florida for a period of time, Fort Lauderdale, which was great as a 22-year-old being in Fort Lauderdale. No complaints about that. But
that's how he became a Miami Heat fan.
Yeah, that's exactly why. They were an expansion team at the time, and I got into it anyway. But you do have to come home, and I agree with you. Eventually, we end up back where we started.
There we go.
It's fun to have an adventure and to
travel the
learn
country.
New things and see new things, meet new people. We met a lot of people on the way that are, you know, great friends to this day.
Nice.
But, you know, my family was also back here, and you can only miss so many Christmases.
Sure.
So many birthdays, so many pivotal moments before it just starts to make you sad inside. And it didn't matter how well things were going in other places. It's just sometimes you just got to come back home.
How was it throughout your career to this point, you know, as your family began to grow once you and your husband had kids and everything?
Mm-hmm. It was interesting because my kids were little and they're resilient when they're little. You know, kindergarten is kindergarten anywhere.
Oh, sure.
You know, so I feel like that was okay. But then when it got to the point where my one daughter was going to be in middle school, I was like, oh, now we're getting to a place where she's really solidifying like who her friend groups are. And, you know, she's not being raised by her family. She's visiting her family.
Mm.
And I didn't really like that part of it. I didn't want to have it be that her life was a cycle of visits. I wanted her to just be down the street from her aunts and uncles and stuff like that and her cousins. So when it really started to kind of settle in that this is what we need to do, it was a decision less about my career and more about making a family situation right. And then it turned out that it ended up being great for my career because then this opportunity came up at 94.3 The Point that I wasn't expecting. I thought I was moving home just to, I don't know, be a mom. Like, I kind of thought I was going to stop for a minute. You know what I mean? I didn't know what
I
was
going to
do. And
we're so glad that you didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. So it's great to be here, you know, and everyone's happy and it's good.
Yeah. And then you get to work with the great Lou Russo, too. So
he is so funny.
He's
like probably the most quick-witted person I have ever worked with. Like, you say something to him, and then he'll just give it right back to you. You know, like, he doesn't miss a beat. It's like playing ping pong in the morning. It's like, boom.
It's got to be on. Lou keeps you on your toes.
Yeah.
He does.
So it's
one
fun.
Of the great
I like
things.
That.
Makes you laugh a little bit. Has given some great love advice over the years. I mean, you know, it's a win. I mean, so we talk about the Mets from time to time.
Oh,
but
here we go. Here we go. But you know what? Listening to both you, the two of you in the morning, it's so enjoyable. You have good chemistry back and forth.
Thanks.
Really enjoy it.
Some good segments you guys have come up with and everything.
Well, you guys too. I mean, also just like learning from you guys. Like, I feel like I gained so much knowledge. We had a conversation just the other day and I was like, I walked out of there all charged up. I'm like, I'm going to invest, man. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Well, we had the interview earlier in the week. But about the podcast, your financial wake-up call that I'm doing, I'm so excited. It was a good conversation. I wanted to continue it even more because I'm so passionate about getting the word out. Start early. Here are things you can do. Different, you know, just putting a little bit away, a little bit of something, as I say, beats a whole lot of nothing, you know.
Things to consider.
Things to consider. I never pound that desk, but no, I always enjoy. And you and I talked about maybe having your daughters on my podcast to talk about starting off and different investments they could do. And like I said, the earlier you start getting on that path and also the education of it.
Because when your kids hear that valuable information from someone else other than mom, suddenly it can punch through a little bit. Because I'm like, wah, 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 after a while, like Charlie Brown's teacher to my kids. And
what?
If they hear it from someone else and they're like, oh, wow, this must be true or this must be important. And I did kind of make a rule in my household that all my kids, as they become of working age, and that's as soon as they're able to really start bringing home a paycheck,
right,
$100 every month of their money has to go to a financial investor.
That's a
good
idea.
And it's going to be put away. And we were talking, I mean, I'm no expert, but I have heard, and you tell me if this is right or wrong,
sure,
if you can get an average of 10% return on something,
right,
then
eight,
they
say
can,
8 to 10% is a reasonable return historically.
Yeah. So then by the time they're retirement age, they'll have $1.4 or $5 million waiting for them.
Here's the beauty of it. The earlier you start, the better you are. And to your point, I always tell people, you know, start with that $100, $150, whatever you can do. But time is on your side. Because the market goes up, it goes down. But by doing it monthly, market dips, you're buying it at a cheaper level. And I always say this to people. It's that one thing with the stock market. When it's on sale, people have a tendency to be like, I don't want any part of it.
Mm.
But if you went to the mall and let's say that shirt you loved, you liked it, and all of a sudden it's on sale, you go ahead and buy it.
Yeah.
So I always tell people, if you do it systematically, you won't miss it. You'll be able to pick up the dips. And long term, to your point, you're going to have a nice bit of money down the road for retirement and different things that you're going to need. But if you do it where it's out of the account, going from your money comes in, go toward your investment, something that will be diversified and set up properly, they're going to be in good shape. And that's
it's
why I'm so excited I want
miss.
To talk to them.
Yeah, it's money you won't miss,
Korean
right? And
smart
that's,
with it.
I just want them to think that way, you know, from the get-go.
So when you're out shopping, Shannon, are you like in the zone? You're like, ooh, I see this, I see that kind of deal? Or are you like, you just go in to get what you get?
Oh, shopping is my sport. I love it. It's my favorite
sport.
Thing.
I like that.
You know, my best Saturday would be like, you know, going to get a bubble tea, a pedicure, and then just getting lost in Target and
there
just walking the aisles and not having a plan. And I love to just peruse and then like be like, oh, this is the thing I never knew I needed. You know, that's my guilty pleasure. But I think it is really important to invest. So if you do make those impulse buys, you're not spending away your retirement that you could have waiting
separate.
For you.
Right.
It's separate, right?
The problem is when people say, I'm going to put X amount a month away toward an investment, you know, let's say an index fund, something that is well diversified and it's cost efficient, the whole bit.
Yeah.
If it's not an auto pullout, people have a tendency, well, I could use $100 for this.
That's
or
right.
that. You have to set up where it automatically leaves the account. You don't
right.
miss it. Because if it's up to you to do it manually, there are going to be times you don't do it.
Yeah. And that's what makes me feel less guilty when I make stupid decisions like buying things at Target that I don't need.
Like, do I need this?
Well, what the heck?
I guess sometimes it's okay to kind of, you know, indulge in some like, you know what? I'm feeling good. I'm going to go buy this.
Once in a while. You try not to overdo it, but
right.
you got to treat yourself. You only live once.
That's a great
Have
point.
A little fun every once in a while.
Yeah.
So whether it's Jersey Shore or anywhere you've been, do you have like a favorite place or thing you like to do in the summertime?
In the summertime in particular, I was going to say, of course, the Jersey Shore is just my go-to happy place, always has been.
Of course.
I have pictures. We would have, you know, a shore house. At LBI, and
nice.
I just have pictures of me as a little baby just swimming in the ocean. I'm like, oh, if I only knew this was my future, you know? but yeah, I just love every bit of being at the shore in the summer, and that's where you'll find me. Like, if I hit the lottery, the next thing that I do is buy myself a shore house.
There you
so
go.
I have a second home just like at the shore all the
we
time.
We are so spoiled living in New Jersey. I grew up in more northern Jersey from here in Morris County.
Me too.
And okay, there you
go.
There you go. I know I liked you.
Yeah, still live there. Still
and
there. Yeah.
The ability to say within an hour to get down to the Jersey Shore and have all these options.
It's the best.
It's tremendous.
It's the best. I love it so much. You know, I mean, of course, I've seen other places and it's beautiful in its own way. But I think nostalgia has a big part of why you love something. And I have so many memories. So in the summer, that's my go-to place. In the winter, my favorite place is literally tattooed right on my left ankle. I have the latitude and longitude Rockefeller Center.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Big Christmas tree.
Love the tree and just that area. Yeah. It's my
That's
favorite
nice.
Place.
I get it.
Ice skating and everything.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
I've only been ice skating once. I went in college.
How did that go?
I think the ice skating team, some girls were on it. They invited me because they wanted to have a fundraiser. So I'm like, all right, I'll go out and support my friends. I had never skated ever before in my life. All of a sudden, I put on these skates. I'm like, I can't walk
right. Very slowly. Take your time.
You know what? I hop on the ice, and from years of being a dedicated hockey fan and Rangers fan, the only way I figured out how to stay on top was just by going left to right and pretending I was a hockey player. That's how I was able to stay up and skate across the ice, just kind of moving left to right. All of a sudden, though, kind of like how I do when I ran track, where I just kind of went full bore, couldn't stop past the finish line. When I was on the ice, if I picked up enough speed, I was crashing into the boards. I'm like,
well, I bet you the chicks loved it, Finn, because the girls who invited you probably thought it was awfully sweet. You didn't know how to ice skate.
Earned some brownie points that night.
Yes.
Have you been skating much over the years?
Yeah, I love to ice skate. We actually just hosted an event this past Friday night, Flight on Ice, Lou and I. And that was over in, Pier Village.
There you go.
And let me tell you what, it is really funny to see Lou on skates.
I can only
imagine. It's just a new adventure to see that happen. And then, of course, I still go ice skating in Rockefeller Center and also Bryant Park in the winter with my girls because it's a family tradition. My mom used to take me. So, you know, that's probably why it's so, again, nostalgia. You know, how it pulls you into your best memories.
Does it get really packed like a Rockefeller Center in the wintertime? Or is there like ever been a time where you've gone there and you're like, okay, there's some space to like move around here?
It's always packed and I'm cool with it because I love city atmospheres. Mm. You know, I feel like I'm a part of something. I like to feel a part of community. I love people.
Sure.
So it's usually really pretty busy. If you want something a little more low key, Bryant Park usually is a better way to go. And it's free to skate at Bryant Park.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
If it's free, it's for me. I like
yes.
it.
Yes.
So, you know, as temperatures start to come back to where they normally are in January, outdoor ice skating will be something out to go and do, whether I guess at Pier Village or up at Rockefeller Center.
Yeah,
I mean,
love, a lot of great love ice skating Long rinks. Branch. Long Branch is so
great
much
area.
Fun.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Oh, it is. I love the views there just along the boardwalk and restaurant area in the summertime.
Yeah, you got like, McLoon's like, there. You can have a nice little cocktail, overlook the ocean. It's perfection.
Just the skies and stuff like that. Plenty of space. It's picturesque. And that's what I love about the Jersey Shore beaches. Now, I'm somebody who grew up here in Toms River, but I feel like to your earlier point as well, seeing all these beaches here that we have across the shore kind of makes me want to live in a beach house one day.
I know.
And then you see all these pictures of what beaches look like around the world, and you're like, wow. It's where I want to go.
Agreed. I love it. I love the idea. And you can have so much fun with people visiting you. It's like, it's just a party. It's just, let's go outside and grill. And it's just, I don't know, there's just a vibe and the fresh salt air. It just makes everybody happy.
Exactly. Yeah. Go outside and celebrate the Jersey Shore air and the beaches. Shannon, more to discuss, including your meetup with the boys of Impractical Jokers.
Got to
dive into that.
Okay.
Can you hang around with us?
Of course.
More Short Time with Vin and Dave and Shannon Holly right after this. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. This information is not intended to be a substitute for individualized legal advice. Please consult your legal advisor regarding your specific situation.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce-Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion, and Point Barrow High School alum, and you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are the buzz.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you here on Sunday morning in a special edition of Short Time. It's an all
an exciting
kind of town
time.
Square morning here. Matt Manley joined me from the Shore Sports Network on Short Talk last hour here at Shannon Holly from the morning show on 94.3 The Point. Our outstanding and fun personality. We're having
some fun
with you this morning.
What an intro. You know, thanks, guys.
It's a pleasure to work with you, Shannon.
Thanks. Love
having those conversations off the air. You and Lou do a great job on the air. And doing a great job here with Dave and I.
Oh, we're having a blast this morning. Thank you.
You know,
again,
I've never...
bonus points for being a Yankees fan, too.
Oh, absolutely. All day.
Oh, my.
But I was going to say, you never ever see Vin with a frown on his face, do you?
No.
I mean, never.
Absolutely not.
Mm-mm. Super smiley.
Life's about having fun and laughs, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Good point.
Speaking of laughs, listen, I'm a big sports guy. You know that, Dave. Most of my hours of watching TV are consumed by watching sports coverage, but occasionally I break away for some stuff to laugh at. One of those shows is Impractical Jokers with the boys. Unfortunately, without Joe this season.
I know.
But which was a major bummer when I found out that he wasn't coming back.
Yeah.
He's definitely one of the faves. But we still got the other three guys. Got Murr and Q and Sal. And once upon a time, Shannon was on that show.
Yeah.
The guys, I did not know that.
The guys got me good. They got me good.
Oh, I want to hear this.
It's a funny story because when I was on in Minneapolis, Murr had come in for an interview and we were talking and I was like, you guys are getting so popular. I'm like, at some point you're going to run into the problem that people are just going to recognize you and you're not going to be able to do this anymore,
okay,
right? Like, I mean, are your disguises going to have to get better? I mean, what's the plan? And he laughed and he had this coy little smile and a twinkle in his eye and he's like, you'd be surprised. When you're not expecting us, we can get you. And I'm like,
whatever. Okay, I can see where this is going.
What was it? Years later.
Mm.
I mean, this guy can wait. Years later, I get a phone call. I'm a voice actor, aside from working at 94.3 The Point. And I do that from home studio, or sometimes I have to go to different studios.
Right.
And I get a phone call to come into a recording studio, which isn't abnormal, to go and cut a spot for something.
Yeah.
So I go there to do the work, and the producer starts getting stranger and stranger. He's sitting behind a glass, you know, room. He has a hat on and some glasses. And I'm like, okay, they can get eccentric. This is normal for some people. So
okay.
I'm not going to get too weirded out. The request got more and more bizarre.
Oh, boy.
Every time I started recording, he would interrupt. You know, it was just really funny. At one point, he started banging his head against the glass because I couldn't get it right. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
What is going on here? Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, it went on for about a good 20 minutes. And it kept escalating. And then eventually I got it out. He got what he needed. And he said, all right, thank you. And then he said, by the way, do I look or sound familiar to you, Shannon?
Oh, man.
And my eyes zoned in a little bit. And I'm like, you're kidding me. And it was Murr. And he's like, gotcha. And when you're not expecting it, those guys will get you.
Wow.
And I had no idea. And some people tested me on that. They're like, no way, you knew, blah, blah, blah. Okay, if I knew, I would have been way more camera ready. I looked like a sea hag that day. My hair didn't even straighten it. I didn't have a stitch of makeup on. I rolled in to go cut a spot and I thought I was going to leave and go to Target. And now then I was on national TV. So always be camera ready and always look out for the Impractical Jokers.
And they made you say some pretty funny things that on the show. I know
I have
it was
to check that out.
Like 20,
that's great.
20 minutes of being in there. But I know you were, I think you're. Piece was a few minutes long or whatever, too. So, I mean, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, he was toying with me for almost 30 minutes, right, in there. But what they used was such a short little tiny piece, as you guys know. But he had me doing things that did not air. Like, at one point, I had to balk like a chicken. And I'm thinking in my head, I'll do whatever you're paying me. And I did it.
Yeah.
And I was talking about a spot about recycling. Like, it would have nothing to do with that. But I was like, if that's what the producer wants, I'll do it. It was a weird, weird moment when I realized it was him.
I spotted, because I was watching, because it's on True TV, so I was watching, I binge watched from time to time, I think it was like last summer or something like that. I was watching it, an episode of Impractical Jokers, I'm like, that's Shannon.
So I was know, like, you're like, what the heck, I know her.
Wait a minute here, let's see.
It was at an episode where Sal was like, I say it.
Yeah, and then he came back on our radio show like a couple months ago just to rub it in and just say, I told you, it was really funny.
It's a great show.
It is. I love it.
I never get tired of rewatching all the episodes that they've done. And certainly check out their new season. season 10 over there. So it's they brought in some good guests. They had Rob Riggle on beginning of the season. Was it a wrestler? Chris Jericho was on. so they've had some good ones. Good to watch. So sometimes flipping between that and Family Feud over on the Game Show Network. So I keep myself entertained. So actually, that was one of the gifts I got for Christmas. It was like an at-home version of Family Feud.
So, oh, really?
Okay, yeah, very cool.
Like with all the cards and categories and stuff like that. And then they say you could download an app where you could, you know, play the buzzer or the, you know, where you chime in and stuff like that. So it's...
Can I have that buzzer for Lou?
Yeah, really?
I could use that in the morning.
Name something that's common on the... No. That's fun stuff to watch. I mean, are you into a lot of those kinds of shows too, like comedy-wise or...
I've always loved TV. TV was like my best friend growing up. I didn't have brothers or sisters, so like I spent a lot of time watching, you know, watching TV. You know, anything entertainment was always something I was like really into. And you know, honestly, the radio was even more important to me than TV, which was so odd for like a kid. But I used to like play radio. I had like a little. Do you remember those Fisher Price boom boxes?
Of course.
They were like tan and brown, and had a little microphone.
Oh yeah.
I would spend more time with that thing playing radio when I was a little kid and like interviewing people and, you know, stuff like that.
I had one of those things too. It was something similar when I was a kid. I got it for Christmas. It was like, I think you could record into it and then it told you to tune into like, I don't know, like 88.5 or something like that. Some station where you could actually like play it back and hear yourself.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty cool.
Well, that's next level.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Well, I mean, I grew up in the, you know, the 90s and early
2000s. Yeah, you're younger than me. So I was just
him here.
I know. I was just interviewing my dog.
I didn't want to say it before. Shannon's like, yeah, I've been doing this for 27 years. I'm like,
oh, I know.
I was 3 years old.
Mm-hmm. Was there a particular radio personality when you were younger that, like, oh, I would like to be like that person? Like somebody that inspired you.
Yeah. I mean, I loved them all. I mean, I predominantly, well, I didn't listen to Howard Stern until I was older, right? Because that wasn't allowed.
I can understand why.
But as an adult, I still revere him and he's my personal hero. I mean, some of the racy content I can be without, like that's not my bag.
Right.
I listen to him for the interviews because I still think he's the best interviewer on the planet. And so I really enjoy him and look up to him, always have. But yeah, I mean, Angie Martinez was a big one for me. I grew up listening to her and I just thought she was like the coolest. And, you know, I loved all the radio personalities and the TV personalities too. Like, I don't know if you know any other little kid that had a poster of Al Roker in her bedroom, but I did.
As you
Al
should,
Roker,
right?
The man.
Okay.
I loved Al
He's
Roker.
Back on the air now.
Sue
now,
Simmons.
What did you like about Al Roker? Just his delivery, how he was.
He was so friendly.
With people on air?
He was so friendly, and he just seemed so comforting, and he just seemed so nice. And I just remember looking at him and thinking, boy, if I could ever meet Al Roker, I will have made it. He was like
well,
my
glad
goal.
You said that. Al Roker will be joining us this morning here.
Next guest.
I kid you not, I've come so close to meeting him so many times, and it's always...
We got to put that on your bucket list. Yeah. We got to get you in front of Al Roker.
You have no idea.
Okay.
I literally would try over and over again to meet him, and one time I got a good report card. My mom said, we could do anything in the world you want to do, and I'm a nerdy little 12-year-old, and I'm like, I want to meet people in the media. She's like, okay. I was thinking more like ice cream, but I said, can we wake up early and can we go see like, you know, Window of the World and like stand out there and watch them do the news?
Oh, cool.
And so I did that and Al Roker was supposed to be there and Joe Witte was filling in for him that day. I was deflated. So I missed Al there. When another time as an adult and Al was covering some award ceremony somewhere. So he wasn't there.
Okay.
And then believe it or not, my daughter became best friends with Al Roker's producer.
Oh,
get
out of here.
So I'm like, what are the odds? I'm finally going to get to meet Al. Well, then they had a big argument over a boy, and then that, forget that.
Not great.
Never got to meet my hero, but maybe
Al
one
Roker,
day.
Al Roker, if you're listening.
If you're listening, Al.
He listens to our show all the
time. He was on an episode of The Blacklist a couple years ago, too. I was like, when I watched him, I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
it was like a small part in like the beginning of the episode. He was playing like a friend of Reddington's. But I was like, that's Al Roker. He actually played a really good part. So he sort of almost similar to who he really is, kind of like that casual self or whatever.
Yeah.
I think he like told his like attorney on the show or whatever that was playing his character's attorney, It was like, oh no, hey, if you're not with Red, I'm not with you, or something like that. It's like, all right.
Just think some little girl or boy is listening to you guys thinking, I want to grow up and do what they're doing. They're thinking that about you guys right now, you know, because I was this, you know, knobby-kneed 12-year-old like, oh, Sue Simmons is the coolest on the planet, right?
Yeah.
And now someone's going to think that about you guys. They're listening.
Absolutely. I mean, I think I had those people growing up too, you know, watching on TV or listening on the radio. It was like, you know, this is for me. I want to get into this, you know, the broadcasters out there and stuff like that, that have kind of modeled, kind of, you combine sort of the styles when you make your own with whatever you're doing on the air on TV, news, sports, talk. It's like you have those people that you looked up to and like, you know, they did it really well. And some of them are still on the air doing it at a high level too. So it's like you look up to those people and it helps you kind of, you know, build yourself and you're like, you look up to, and then you kind of pass that forward to any other aspiring, you know, young men and women who are looking to get into the business.
You know, I say a little prayer coming up in the elevator of this building every morning. And I just say, God, let me do something for somebody today that either makes them smile or makes them feel better today. I don't know what it's going to be, but I've got 4 hours to get that done. Can I say something to make someone laugh or feel better about themselves or inspire them in some way? And so I say that little prayer every day, and I have like for the last 27 years. That's like my little thing, little tradition.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
I hope that happens.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it too. If you can, you know, inspire or make, you know, one or two people happy a day, I think you've done a lot.
Yeah, or laugh at something stupid that I've done, you know, whatever.
Think about it.
People love to laugh.
At the time you're on, people are driving into work.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, depending on their situation, you may say something that they're like, you know what, okay, I feel better about what I'm doing today or heading into the office or, you know, whatever the situation is.
Like that girl on the radio made the same mistake.
Right.
She did the same thing.
Exactly, what you're talking about.
You know? Yeah, I hope so. I hope that's a connection that is made, because that's the most important thing.
Shannon, some rapid fire kind of questions so people can get to know you. So starting with movies, what are some of your go-to movies that you like to watch? You're like, if you're there relaxing at home for the weekend or something like that, what are some movies that you watch to, you know, get a good laugh in, or, you know, throw in a little rom-com?
Just Friends by Ryan Reynolds. Okay.
Amy, what's the actress's name?
I see her face right in front of me,
too. I know
you're
talking. I've seen the movie, yes.
She's so cute. Anyway, I love this scene where he freaks out because he leaves the gloves with her and he's in the car and he's freaking out because he's so embarrassed because he totally botched his date. And that will make me laugh every time.
Yep,
and that's set in Jersey. So
that's
I love that.
That's right.
Yeah. And then Goodfellas, just because.
Oh, you have to love
that movie.
Without a doubt. It's like one of those movies as you're, you know,
iconic,
going through the different channels and whatnot, and it's on. It's like, oh, I'm stuck. I have to stay here.
You have to do it.
Doesn't matter what
such
scene.
Such a cast in that movie, too.
Oh, yeah.
And based on a true story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
it's the best.
Okay. The ESPN, I think, did a 30 for 30 on that, I think several years back, just kind of going into the background of all that.
Oh, yeah.
And they kind of use clips from the movie. TV shows. What are some TV shows that you like watching now?
Impractical Jokers, except my episode. Don't like that. Because
I'm looking for that episode.
Just binge watch True TV. You'll see Shannon's episode.
Okay.
But I love those guys. I love all the Real Housewives shows.
Oh, and I
know that you're not supposed to say that out loud.
Which one is your favorite?
Real Housewives of New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
And New York and New Jersey. I like both of those. I used to watch Atlanta, but I'm not as into that one anymore. Let's see. Anything on Bravo. And I really like MTV, like really ridiculously dumb, like reality shows. Like,
okay.
I love that.
Okay.
There you go.
It's like mind candy. I'm not getting anything beneficial out of
it.
It's just my like unwind time.
Right. I get it.
What?
Like Teen Mom? Forget it. I'm all about Teen Mom. I love it. Anytime I can watch anything about, you know,
okay,
reality TV, bad decisions, I love it.
Bad decisions.
Find that assurance in what you're doing.
Yes.
What's been your favorite, if you can't pick one, favorite concert that you've ever been to live?
Pink.
Okay.
Really?
She is so amazing live. And she includes everyone. And that's what I was so impressed by,
because
she had the aerial thing she was doing for a while.
Yes.
She lifted herself all the way up and then swung herself and got enough momentum where she went around the top ring of the arena so she could high-five people who were in the nosebleed section.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, you know what?
That's
You're my
a challenge.
Hero. That's so cool. And then
That's
she
awesome.
Brings her little girl, Willow, on stage.
Oh, wow.
And she's just very empowering to young girls and to women,
yeah,
and I just
I get it.
Love her.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you had to, if you're putting together like a playlist, either to work out for a long drive, who are some of the artists that are on your playlist or songs that you that really kind of get you pumped up?
Hey, don't judge.
Will
I'm
not.
A believer.
Oh,
what?
I'm a believer. Oh, I love Justin Bieber.
Okay, okay.
Is it too late to say I'm sorry?
Oh, okay. you know what? I just love everything that we do play on our station.
Sure.
That's
like
my
Definitely.
My wheelhouse anyway. I like Rihanna a whole lot.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Super Bowl halftime
mm-hmm.
coming up.
Oh,
well,
I know.
Right.
She's so good.
I forgot about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I love her, and I love her stuff that isn't necessarily played always on the radio. Like her B-side stuff is really cool.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Respect that.
Killers are my favorite band.
You know what? I like the Killers.
Yeah.
I do.
I'd love
What's
to see them in
Can
concert
Can you read
one
my
day.
Mind? Right?
Yeah, read
right.
my mind off yeah. the off their second album.
Okay.
Yeah, they got a bunch of great stuff out there. I'd love to go see them live one day.
Okay.
Favorite things about the Jersey Shore, regardless of what time of year it is, what are some things you love about the Jersey Shore?
I love that I can be myself there, meaning when I would, you know, I don't know, wear some of the things I wear here home in Jersey. If I wore them other places, I would get made fun of, or I'd be like, they looked at me like a zoo animal. Like, what's with those hoop earrings? You know, they could be a hula hoop. I love to be myself, and I love to be where I'm comfortable, and I'm comfortable at the Jersey Shore.
There you go.
I really love just being on the boardwalk and walking with my kids and taking them to Jenks or just, you know, whatever, just doing family time stuff. And the best thing in the world is just riding in the waves.
Oh,
when I lived
it.
In Florida for a little while, it was nice, but you know, we're on the Gulf Coast, so it was just like flat, no waves.
Right, right.
So I was craving coming home because all you need is a raft and you could be busy all day
That's
riding
true.
The
oh, yeah.
waves. It's the most fun and the best exercise.
Absolutely.
So we love that.
Last one for you. If what is your go-to snack, whether it's middle of the afternoon or late at night or in the middle of the night, you can't sleep, you got to go down and grab a snack. Is there like a go-to thing that you want a snack on?
Yeah, just give me a spoon and a container of Nutella.
There you go.
All right,
That's
there
all
you go.
I need.
I
it's all
it.
Any good girl needs.
Just a whole jar of Nutella. Put that
so
on anything.
So good.
Shannon, thanks for coming in and having some laughs with us and giving us a little bit of insight into the real Shannon Holly of New Jersey.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This has been so much fun.
Our pleasure.
You can hear Shannon Holly and Lou Russo every morning on 94.3 The Point during the week. More Short Time with Vin and Dave right after this.
This is comedian Big D. Bettero. You're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Who wants coffee? Anybody want coffee?
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shoreline Wealth Management with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is high performance executive coach Dana Cavalia and former director of strength and conditioning for the New York Yankees. And you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. It's always great to hang with champions, and these two guys are champions.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you as we put a bow on another show. The second
a bow on another show I like that.
Of January, because last Sunday we were here,
yes.
January 1st. So this is, you know, we're 1 week into the new year here, Dave, and we're getting going here.
Oh,
we
yeah.
had Shore Sports Talk in the first hour today from 6 to 7. Then we, you know, smoothed it out nicely with Short Time with Vin and Dave. So it was a
good
Sunday morning of fun.
Great
lots
Sunday.
To do, lots of discussions. And, of course, it was great to have... our very own Shannon Holly this morning, talking to her. It was a lot of fun.
That's always
it's a
good
fun
time.
Getting to know her, too. You know, it's kind of getting to know Shannon in a different way. Some of the things that she likes about the Shore, some things that she likes doing.
And a great
and
morning
so
show
forth.
With
yeah.
Lou. Great show.
Of course, we had Lou on a while back. Yeah, I was joking with Lou and Shannon during the week before we got on. I was like, It's like, I don't know, Lou. I think Shannon might be a little bit better. She might be competing for that. He's like, no. Now we love Lou and Shannon. So Lou and Shannon together, you can listen to them every weekday morning right here on 94.3 The Point. So they're great to listen to together. Lots of fun, lots of laughs. They do so many great things on the air and on for the community as well. So they're a bunch of fun. And it was great having Shannon on to talk about some things that she likes. You know, getting to know Shannon in a different way, right?
Exactly.
So you hear her, you know, throughout the week, but it was opportunity for everybody out there to get to know Shannon Holly a little bit more and just kind of that casual conversation. So great having her on. And just a great show today. I think it was, you know, we were last Sunday, Dave, when we were opening up the new year, we're like, okay, what are you going to do? New Year's resolutions. So of course, we had Paul Holtz from Just Believe Incorporated and the Manchester Police Chief Robert Dolan on the show last week. As we get going in the new year, we're talking about resolutions, what are you going to do, fitness goals. And then it was kind of opened up this morning in short time of Vin and Dave, talking about what's going on in January, what are you going to do? Now that Christmas and the holidays and New Year's are over, you're kind of like rolling through January.
Now we're here. Yeah.
You still, by the way, you have a month until Valentine's Day. Let's take our time, day at a time here.
Exactly.
No need to rush. But it's like some things to do. Eventually, the weather will, you know, get more normal for what January usually is. But it's like, what do you like to do in January? What are some things going on? And we want to hear from you, too. And we'll, as we continue that conversation from week to week, what's going on in January, short time at townsquaremedia.com. And again, another reminder for everybody, Dave, starting tomorrow, your financial wake-up call goes to podcast form.
Very exciting. And then each week, we will let people know what the topic's going to be. I'm excited for the first one because I'm going to lay out, like I mentioned before, what to expect.
There we go.
It's going to be all about the education. Never the pounding of the desk, do this, do that.
No letting pounding.
No pounding of the desk. Just putting out different ideas, different things to consider regarding investments and finance.
There we go. So, listen, podcasts are great to listen to at any time. So, I mean, if you have, you know, you have a drive to work, put it on, you know, in your app or
your
whatever, connect it to your car. Listen to it during the workday, after work, you know, share it with your family and friends. It's a great way to, you know, get that financial advice. And it's free to listen to. You go on there, go to the app, go to wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll be able to find Dave's Financial Wake Up Call podcast and listen back to it, too. You listen to it all the way through. You're like, you know what? Something that stood out. You listen back to it over and over
Always
again, and then it
sinks in. Always
looking
for one to two solid takeaways per week. That's it.
Absolutely. So, and then Dave, my man, is here to help you all as you plan out your 2023 and some financial
and
decisions ahead.
Yes.
This was a lot of fun, Dave. I like this, how we're doing this now. Yeah. Sunday mornings.
We're learning, buddy.
We're
figuring it out.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great.
That's our New Year's resolution. We're going to have some more fun. You know, we had a lot of fun last year.
Well, you think of it this way.
We're taking it up another notch.
Exactly.
We found a way.
We have that recipe now.
Bam. There we go. We got another great show on deck for you all next week. Another great show of Short Time with Vin and Dave next Sunday. So Shore Sports Talk 6 to 7 a.m. and Short Time with Vin and Dave from 7 to 8 a.m. every Sunday on 94.3 The Point. You can listen on the radio, online at 94.3thepoint.com and on our 94.3 The Point app, which is also a free download. So we are here for you. Have a great Sunday, a great week ahead, everybody. Dave, have a great week.
You too, my friend, and the listeners. Thank you again.
More Short Time with Vin and Dave next Sunday right here on 94.3 The Point. Till then, we're out.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce-Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion, and Point Barrow High School alum. And you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are the buzz.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin.
Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.